Okay, LA, yes, you are going to play in Germany, some kilometers from here, from our radio station, at the big festival as support of Grace Jones. So only as a support. I was wondering why not as a headliner, because your music is quite fantastic, I think.
Well, Grace Jones has put in the work to have the headline, I think, you know.
Yes, she is. She's, of course, she's more famous, but I don't think she's better than you are.
Oh, well, thank you.
So how are you connected with Grace?
I think a label. So one of her labels is PS, and I'm on PS as well.
Okay.
So I'm guessing it happened that way.
And are you in contact with her besides the label?
No, I don't know her personally.
Okay.
I've never met her. Curious to, I'm expecting a very strong personality.
Yes. But she's... she's older than you are. Maybe when you are 60 something, you will be an even much stronger personality. I don't know.
Yeah.
How old are you, by the way?
Ever since Grace Jones, you know, from the get go, she seemed like a feisty woman, you know. Like James Bond. That's how I know her, you know.
Yes. Yeah, let's talk a bit about your first and last record. Only one so far, Dancing with Bad Grammar. What does this stand for, this metaphor, Dancing with Bad Grammar? I mean, is it, for example, if you don't have any rhythm or so?
No, it just means, say, it's just a sort of metaphor, like you, dancing with bad grammar, you say if you have bad grammar and you use it well, you're creating a dance, you know, so doing the best with what you've got.
Okay. It's said to be one of the best records in 2016, and I personally think so as well.
Thank you.
Yes, so for the first one, it's really a big success, isn't it? I mean, you're still quite young, and yeah. Everybody's talking about you. Must be a good feeling.
Well, I don't really experience that. Like, I'm in my own space, so I don't really feel like people talking about me or anything. I'm just trying to be honest. I've got a lot of music that I've, that I want to put out that is clogged up inside of me, that is already prepared to be heard, and I just want to get it out. So I've recorded my second album, and hopefully I want to get that out this October. And I think it's not the album that I set out to make, because I was setting out to make a double album, but kind of time constraints. But what's come out of it is something I'm quite excited to show people, and then that sound can be built upon in the next album after that. So I just want to keep recording, and because the sound is already fully developed in my head, so the picture is already sort of complete, and I want to just do it, you know. So I just want to keep making music, the music I want to make, and getting to the other things I want to do, and hopefully people like it, you know.
Yeah, that are great news that your second album is on the way. I didn't know that. So I'm really looking forward to the second one. But I've heard that, that you have so much stuff and so much songs, you couldn't even put them on the first one. And the first one has more than 80 minutes, so you have a lot to express and a lot to say.
The first one, the first one, I mean, most of the album had been written and done like years ago, and but this you know, I felt, you know, people need to hear it. It's not, the songs I don't particularly think are songs that grow out of time. I think they stick with time. So, like, you know, it makes sense to, like, put them out. So I'm always trying to catch up with myself, or, you know, so if I'm putting stuff out that I've already developed, or I've already moved away from, then the next thing I put out, I've already moved them right. Like, by this time I put the next thing out, I'm already working on the other thing, like three projects down the line, and it's quite, it's quite frustrating, because obviously you can't. I, to be honest, I want to get to the stage where I can, where it's okay if I just put out a double album, each album, and people won't mind. Because obviously, like, if people don't know you, then, you know, from a label perspective, they can't do all of that.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And it's hard to get played in the radio when your songs are more than 5 minutes long.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, on that album, there are a lot of long songs, but that's, like, intentional. So it was a stylistic choice. That was the point. It was kind of long, you know. But, you know, say the next one it's mostly contained, 3 to 4 minute songs, and it's all a particular style. Like, each song sort of deals with a different theme and a different sort of mixture of genres of music and stuff. You know, there are other, like, more new soul inspired songs, and, like, a collection of those that I want to put out later, and, like, they're all, like, 3 minutes, 2 minutes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just you. It's just, I just want to get them out.
Yeah. Maybe the question is too general, but what do you want to express with your art? Or with this record, with this latest record?
What do I want to
express? Is there a special mood or something which keeps the songs together?
I think the songs are kept together by the general theme, because the stylistic choice of each song is quite particular, but the theme sort of runs through it is, and I'm talking about the next record, is more of a, it's talking about, it's dealing more with, or juxtaposes the day-to-day struggles, and, you know, the fact that we're all, like, just sort of sailing a ship into an abyss, like we're on a rock that's, like, just cascading down, like, you know, like a marble down a sinkhole, into a galaxy, like, and we're that's happening. But at the same time, you know, you've got rent to pay and things to deal with. And also the current climate of the planet makes one cynical enough to think that, you know, is there any reprieve? Like what's, how, is it worth it? You know what I mean?
Mm.
What's actually happening, and, like, why am I alive? Like,
mm-hmm.
And if God is a figment of human imagination, then what can we replace it with but humanity? And what is humanity but the thing you decide it to be for yourself? And then, you know, but whatever. That's generally the whole theme. But it's sort of, I don't know, like, it's not quite this, but it's sort of half of, if you imagine lying in the gutter and, like, of a carnival at night, and you can see the stars, but you're lying in the muddy gutter. But you can see the moonlight and the stars and the carnival rides in your periphery and the lights from the carnival.
Mm.
But it's muddy and it's raining and you're lying in the mud. It's that sort of sound.
Yeah, for me there are different themes on it. For example, the daily life, so the typical folk singer songwriter storyteller.
Sorry, I was talking about the album that's coming up. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I don't know it so far, so I can't ask sorry. Questions about it. But of course, now let's talk about the grammar. The grammar. So
in terms of this album, it was just this, the same as the title, really. Just doing the best with what you've got.
So there are the small daily life stories in the rather longer songs. For example, My Thoughts, They Too Will Tire, or Deformation Days. You really describe exactly some situations. Then we have more the love songs, and then we have the maybe kind of political or critical songs. Would you agree, or did I forget something?
To me, it's not ever really overtly political things that I do. It's just my opinion about things. It's what I see.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it seems like a lot of pop stars, like, they sing about love, and sure, love, it's really universal, and people tend to write what they know and what moves them, and love, tends to move a lot of people.
Mm.
It moves me too. It's just that other things move me as well. So it's other things. I'm just, the songs are just things that bother me. So, like, in the same way that heartbreak bothers someone.
Mm.
So I don't know, not being able to pay the rent bothers me enough to write about it. And the fact that, I don't know, there's a terrorist attack, and the debate turns into white versus black or something, that bothers me.
Mm.
I'll just express it in some way.
So my favorite songs are maybe the love songs, I don't know, Bird and I Can't Slow Her Down. Maybe about the same person, I don't know, a person you can't really reach. Would you say you are a haunter? Are you a person who wants to catch people?
Maybe, I don't know. I feel like maybe I want to chase them. Maybe I don't necessarily know what to do if I'd catch one. Like Moby Dick or something.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah, but those two songs are kind of linked,
Mm-hmm.
They, but no, it's just, I think, you try and catch things and you miss them, and then, and it's just, it's okay.
Yeah, but it's a bit tragical or even silly if you are in love with a bird when you are a tiger, for example, It seems like a really different species, and there's no chance, to get the person.
Yeah, and then that's just, it's come to terms with it, I guess. So the tiger just, once it catches the bird, it realizes it will eat the bird. And maybe maybe it's best if it doesn't catch the bird. If it works out best for everyone. Because that's why the bird was running away
Yeah, that would be the consequence. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's better to stay alone. In this case only.
I've gone through the contemplation of it. I'm better off being alone. A song's going to come out called that, actually. You're Better Off Alone. That was part of the recordings we just did. I don't feel like that all the time, but, you know, songs are just momentary expressions of... No, songs are just expressions of momentary feelings you have. So, like, you know, it's not my overwhelming philosophy, but it's better off to be alone. Like,
but I can absolutely feel you in this case. I know this case. So maybe that's why these songs are my favorites. I don't know, maybe. Or at least last September, maybe, was exactly my situation. Okay. Yes, you said you don't make political songs, but if you say that this is just your personal opinion, I mean, your opinion, of course, can be a political opinion or your opinion about... society, or in this case, cultural industry. I mean, you sing in the cities nowadays, you sing about the cultural industry, the movie industry, the music industry. It's a kind of political, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess everything is political. Everything's political. If someone is in charge of doing the dividends, you know, so but I'd say stuff like you know, talking about music and art, that's more like social political stuff. That's really a philosophical opinion that you know, could be argued either way for eons. But political stuff is, I guess, more just things that are plain wrong for logical reasons, you know.
Mm.
So, like, austerity and, like, in the UK is wrong because it causes deaths and it causes misery, and, like, it's sort of logically, it creates a dissident society. So it's therefore wrong because it doesn't benefit for the whole. So you could have an opinion about that, and I suppose that would be political—a political opinion. But it's the same as having an opinion about, a film. You know, it's just something you observe. But I wouldn't say that it's a political song. It's more just, you know, an opinion about something. It's subject matter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say personally.
Which role does your hometown, London, which role does it play for your lyrics?
Yeah, again, I'd say quite important, I suppose, but it's only because it's where I live. Because if I was living somewhere else, that place would become the place I'd be talking about, because that's the experiences I have. I suppose it bleeds into it more because a city, especially a city like London, you're on the front lines of all the things that are happening around the world. And it, as being a city, as in same as New York, and being a multicultural city, and being a city that can also be quite dark, and that is also a target for, you know, people who have different values, have extreme like sort of values. So things just happen in cities, and I suppose I like it, if I was living in Berlin, I'd be writing about Berlin.
Mm.
But would I enjoy it as much? yeah, I definitely enjoy it as much. Mm-hmm. I don't know what type of music. I'd probably start writing chill out music, more music about, I don't know, thinking about the universe or something, because I could afford my rent, so it wouldn't be such an issue. You know what I mean? No. You know.
So it's more maybe, it's more a love relationship than a hate relationship.
No, it's love and hate.
Love and hate, okay. No. But a bit more love, I could hear now. So you're still convinced of this concept of big cities?
Of big city?
Yeah, like London or Berlin. So you prefer to live there?
Yeah, I'm an urbanite. I've been urbanized. I like the idea of having a place to go to in the wilderness, or like somewhere, some far off location in the middle of nowhere in nature. But I need action. I need the 24-hour shop, because I stay up late I have weird sleeping patterns, and I need to go to the shop at 3 in the morning and know that there's a 24-hour shop around. And like, I like that the city has so many places you just don't know about, and you can find them, different people and different cultures, and you just see it mashing together. You see the process of it. And yeah, it gets really dark, but at the same time it's really nice. But yeah, I mean, I come from a small town as well, so I like them both. I guess as I get older, I'd probably move to a place that's, you know, more quiet.
Okay, the countryside, but, you know, the north of England, maybe, or to the coast.
Prefer a seaside myself. If I prefer places like coast, on the coast.
Okay. Yeah, LA maybe in the end. Who's Papa Stokely?
Oh, that's my guardian.
Is it a real person?
Oh yeah, he's real.
Okay.
Like he's a rapper. He raps in this group called the Unseen Supper Club, which is Tusk for short. And they're working on an EP right now, and they're gonna bring it out.
So you even used his voice as a break on the record?
Yeah, he like
where he empowers you?
Oh no, I don't know about empowers. He's just a very intense guy. So like he just saw me play and he really liked it.
Okay.
Like he was just—he's quite overbearing, to be honest. But you know, he's just the guy you can put up with. You know the guy, type of person I'm talking about.
Mm.
I'm sure you know if you.
Okay. Interesting story. I thought it would be a movie, part of a movie, famous movie or something, or I don't know, a kind of joke.
So what'd you say?
I thought it would be a snippet of a movie or so, you know, the spoken word part. Yeah,
that's, I mean, that he played with his voice on the mix and stuff, so it's not his real voice. But like we just made it up as a movie type thing. But we recorded. We recorded it as it was happening.
All right, LA. So I'm over with my questions. I thank you so much. It was really interesting. And again, I really appreciate your music, and I'm looking forward to the second one. And please come on tour to Germany more than as a support. Please make a solo tour.
We're planning on seeing is what was happening. These are more festivals, but yeah, we'll work on it.
Maybe next winter or next year.
Yeah, like
I'm waiting for you.
Well, I'll be glad to meet you in person. That'd be great.
Okay, so thank you, LA, and take care.
All right, nice speaking to you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Have a good day.